Okay, Das Tfila, session number 53. We are, sorry about the break last week. We are discussing the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu. Let me share a screen. That we said that Avraham Avinu's Midah is Chesed. So what does that mean, Avraham Avinu's Midah is Chesed? And what is the difference between Chesed and Rachamim? That was a question that I promised to record this week for Dr. G. To discuss that issue. What is the difference between Chesed and Rachamim? So let's do kind of both at the same time, understand a little bit more about what Avraham's Chesed was, and then to understand the difference between Chesed and Rachamim. So what we learned the last time that we were together was the remarkable level of Chesed of Avraham Avinu. And what does it mean that Avraham Avinu was a person of Chesed? So we saw there was a very interesting medrash that contrasted Avraham Avinu and Iov, who's not necessarily known widely as a tzaddik, although that the book does paint him as a righteous person. It'd be very strange to compare the two, but the Medrash does compare Iov and Avraham. And Iov wants to know why he ended up with one lot and Avraham with another. That question is not easily solved, even with the answer of the Medrash. But the Medrash does, along the way, compare the chesed of Avraham and the chesed of Eov. And we pointed out that the chesed of Eov is to meet a need. The chesed of Eov is to meet a need. Whatever it is that you want, I will provide that need. And that seems like a very, very high level of chesed. But Avraham Avinu's chesed went beyond meeting a need. Avraham Avinu's chesed went to creating the opportunity for a need to be fulfilled, creating the opportunity. Eov waited until there was someone at his door, and then whatever that person wanted, he would provide. Avraham sought out people who would not have otherwise necessarily crossed his path. Eov offered them whatever they wanted to eat, whatever they were used to eating, he fed them at that level. Avraham Avinu introduced them to new foods, to new things, to things that they didn't even know that they lacked or know that they wanted. And Avraham Avinu also encouraged them to find a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he met that need. He met that need.
What do you
So
mean by that?
he met that need and that he provided them with the ability to create that connection to Hashem. But he
You
sought
gave
out
them the
people,
opportunity,
right? In other words,
and
with Eov, it was somebody coming to him and looking for the opportunity. Avraham was going to people who didn't think they were missing anything. Didn't think they were missing anything. And then he met that need. There's always going to be two stages. There's the stage of creating the need or the desire for something, and then the chesed of fulfilling that need or the desire. Eov's chesed was an earthly type of chesed, where we meet people where they are and we fulfill their needs. Avraham was sort of almost a godly type of chesed. And the reason was because he basically followed in God's footsteps, where
So
God.
Eov, I'm sorry, Eov sort of gave the tzedakah.
Eov gave the tzedakah. When someone came to his door, he gave them tzedakah. But he didn't run around saying, "Do you need any tzedakah? Do you need
Right.
anything?" Right? In other words, and in fact, Avraham Avinu, it's even more than he just looked for the opportunities. Avraham Avinu created within people an understanding of what they were missing, and then he filled in that gap as to what they were missing. And that is truly a godly trait, because that's ultimately what Avraham saw in the creator of the world. Yes, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with oxygen and with food and with all the things that we need. But he also created the opportunity to fulfill those needs in the first place. He created us in the first place, and then he met those needs. He created the opportunity for chesed. There weren't people there that were lacking in oxygen, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in and he saved them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the very beings so that he could do chesed to them. And that is what he's been calling Midas HaChesed B'Taharata in its purest form. In its purest form. So now he says, I think we did some of this last time, but we'll just review. Od inyan mahuti ba'anhagas HaChesed Shel Avraham Avinu. So the Midah of Chesed of Avraham Avinu we explained last time was the Midah of Chesed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating of the world before the Midas Hadin stepped in. Before there was any Midas Hadin. It was Chesed that was unbounded, undeserved. There was no need to deserve it. There were no things there to earn it. The Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not possibly be a Chesed that was dependent on the good of the person, because he created the person in the first place. How could we possibly have earned to be created? That's impossible. So when we speak about the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its purest form, we speak of Chesed that has nothing to do with the receiver. The receiver, in this case, mankind, didn't in any way earn or pray to or tug on God's heartstrings to receive creation. He created them before they existed. So the need, the spark that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create came from him alone. Pure chesed has nothing to do with the recipient. It has nothing to do with the recipient. In other words, it may ultimately be giving to someone else, but the entire motivation is that someone needs to do good. Someone needs to do good. Pure chesed is simply the need to do good, regardless of who's receiving it, regardless of whether they are worthy, regardless of who they are, regardless of if I know who they are or if I'll ever know who they are. That's the root of chesed. And that is a chesed mekifa he is called habruim, hatov v'metev l'ra'im v'latovim. Ein shum havchana mihu mekabel hachesed. Right? This desire of Hashem to do good, to help others, has nothing to do with those others earning it, has nothing to do with those others asking for it, has nothing to do with those others making him feel like he should give it to them. It's not a joint project. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving handouts. That was what Avraham Avinu tapped into. It wasn't that he met the chesed needs of people who were needy, of people who asked him. It's that he simply wanted good to happen. He wanted people to receive good things. And therefore, he explained last time, this is how the prototypical moment of prayer of Avraham Avinu, his prayer, was for Anshei Sodom. How much worse could the recipient of this prayer, the recipient of the good of this prayer, been? You don't get worse than the Anshei Sodom. And he quoted last time a medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, begging for rachamim for the Rishayim. Rachamim for the Rishayim, we explained, means that you give them more time to change. But Rav Rakovsky explained that Avraham Avinu understood that the people in Sodom were not going to change. They were not going to change. We weren't giving them more time. Remember, we saw that very, very important Ramchal a few weeks ago. Sorry, I'm reviewing, but we're trying to bring a lot of pieces together. We saw that very interesting Ramchal a few weeks ago. What does it mean when Hashem has rachamim? It doesn't mean he melts. It doesn't mean he chickens out. It means he decides that it's better to give us more time to change than to give us an immediate punishment. It's a calculated response of the ultimate knowing judge, parent, king as to how to get the most out of us. Not to destroy us immediately when we make a mistake, but to give us time to lighten the onesh, to split up the onesh so that we can take it, we can tolerate it, and we can go forward. That's rachamim. But that assumes that there's an educational goal in mind. The goal is that we should become the best people we can become. The Anshei Sodom were not going to become any better. Avram wasn't asking for more time. Avram was asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do chesed, because that's just what he does. That's just what he does since the beginning of time.
even to the most undeserving. I know that's a judgment.
I understand. But think about it. Think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the entire world at every moment. Right? He sustains trillions and uncountless organisms that have no merit whatsoever. They also don't have any demerits. But they have no merits. So we see this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep the world, create the world, even though the world had no merit, keep the world going on, even though it had no merit. There are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates within pure chesed, not asking, is this thing worth it? Should this thing live another day? He has that element to him. There are many things in the world that are not regulated based on din. Okay, so hidbayar shemachus. So how is that different, let's say, than rachamim? Right? How is that different than rachamim? The purest chesed comes simply from the desire of the doer to do good. It doesn't matter who the recipient is. They're not relating to the recipient. They're blind to who the recipient is. They're simply giving out good things. They want people to have good things. It doesn't matter who the people are. They're not interested in who the people are per se. The Midah of Chesed is simply to give and give and give and give. And Avram Avinu was that extreme level of Chesed. He didn't think you had to earn it in order to be able to receive something. Okay.
Chesed is, the best definition of chesed is giving?
Yes. Chesed is kindness, but it is kindness that is not aroused by feeling bad for the person. It's not kindness that's feeling that the person deserves a second chance or a better life. It's simply kindness for the purpose of doing kindness.
So unconditional.
Unconditional. Unconditional.
Rachamim, din is judgment.
Din is judgment. Rachamim is very different from chesed, right? Rachamim takes into account, let's just talk about din for a moment. What is din? Din is only about the recipient. Chesed is only about the giver. Din is only about the recipient. Have I earned it or have I not earned it? Period. That's true justice. It doesn't in any way emerge from a desire of the person giving to do good or to do kindness. It's not kindness. It's earned. So when you have, when pure chesed, the recipient has been blacked out. Pure din, the provider is blacked out. What rachamim is a combination of the goals of the giver and the needs of the receiver. Rachamim takes into account both. Within the Kabbalah, you have din over here and chesed over here, and then two of them meeting at the place of rachamim. Rachamim includes the desire of the giver to give, but in a way that accounts for the life situation and the needs of the particular person who is there requesting the rachamim.
And what is the one word definition of rachamim?
Mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. It's defined in different ways within the tradition. It's also synonymous in some context with truth or beauty. It's something that allows the world to continue to function. It takes into account God's needs, so to speak, our reality, so to speak, and puts them together and allows things to go forward. But that was the question that Dr. G had asked, which you'll hopefully hear on this, Dr. G. That's the difference between chesed and rachamim. Chesed is only, is pure chesed, has nothing to do with the recipient. Din has nothing to do with the giver. Rachamim is a combination of the giver and the receiver. Avraham's outstanding nida was to live in this place of chesed. Chesed. We explained in the introduction that the definition of prayer is to stand completely dependent upon, completely chaser, having nothing in front of the Creator. This is the proper juxtaposition, the proper positioning of the one who's dependent upon the one who provides. And that's how tefillah works. And again, it's a larger topic. Tefillah works by correcting, by reestablishing that relationship. God gives, I need. He says, without that relationship, we'll see where he's going. Without that relationship, there's no way to have tefillah function, and there's no way to have tefillah answered. One needs to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as dependent. Vaday hu adavar, shenekudas hachisaron ha'ikaris, shehis amed ba'avram lefnei abor yisparach, hu miloi inyan zeh chesed. There's the way Avraham related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way he related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through this idea of chesed. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate chesed provider. Right? He says, Mipnei, trying to get the right reading here. This mida of searching for chesed, of doing chesed, was his entire essence. His entire midah was chesed. He related to others with chesed. He related to God's chesed. And therefore he prayed that God should have chesed, that God's providing for us should not be dependent on our deeds, but should just be an act of unconditional love. V'amreinu chesed, akavana chesed debriya. We mean the chesed of the creation of the world in the first place, not meeting needs, but creating the needs in the first place. A chesed that surrounds the whole world and allows the world to exist just because Hashem wants to be able to give us. Chesed shepo'o me'ein ma'is abracious. V'kacha yedei tfiloso po'o la mevinu shini b'merechaz ha'teva u'bori ha'shlemus tzua sa'adam shebo tse'mi mavzalech. Avram Enu Molid, Avraham Molid. And then he goes and takes a very interesting step.
Rabbi Penner?
Yes.
I was thinking about what you just said, but there are places where God doesn't necessarily, like you see it with like, Avram didn't have to look so too much further, and you have like Noah.
Oh no, there's no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only run the world with chesed.
Yeah, so I don't
He doesn't only run the world with chesed, but Avram Avinu related to that aspect of Hashem. He related to that aspect of Hashem. Most of the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world based on rachamim, a combination of chesed and din. But there are eras in history. There are moments during the year where Hashem acts simply with din, and there are moments when he acts simply with chesed. There are moments where he deals with the world more in terms of din, and there are times when he deals with the world more in terms of chesed. Right now, during these days of the 3 weeks, we're in a time where we understand that Hashem relates more with the Midas HaDin. More with the Midas HaDin. As we get to the Yom Narayim and we get finally to Yom Kippur, right? We get to the point where Hashem is dealing with us only through chesed. Only through chesed, right? We believe that we're all zocha if we try to a full tshuva, even though that's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And he says here that the inyan of the tefillah is a chesed de bria. Chesed de bria. What does that mean? What does he mean when he says a chesed of bria? He says that because of the tefillah of Avram Avinu, there's a shinui b'mareches hateva uborei es shlemus tzuras ha'adam shabo. What does that mean? Chazal tell us that when Avram's name was changed to Avraham, Avraham, his entire future changed. His entire trajectory changed. He originally was B'midas Avram, and as an Avram, he was not destined to have children. He was not destined to be the father of a great nation. Instead, his name was changed to Avraham, and suddenly, he was something else. Suddenly, Avram Einu Molid. Avram can't have children, Avraham Molid. But once his name was changed to Avraham, so suddenly he was a different person with an entire different future and different possibilities. What does this mean? This means that Avram Avinu with his tefillah didn't just look to meet needs, but to recreate realities. Avram Avinu's tefillos were not simply at the level when he prayed to be able to have a child. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say yes, according to the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're Avram, this is not something that can be changed. That need can't be met within this current reality. But we can recreate the world. We can recreate you. We can make you not Avram, but Avraham." Avram Avinu's koach was to be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's create, taking everything back to the moment of creation. No one else could understand what creation meant. Creation ex nihilo. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just can change anything at a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create things from the beginning. There's nothing beyond his power. That's the level of Avram Avinu's tefillah. And we'll see next time, one second, how that is very much tapped in. We'll see the combinations. We'll finish the chapter, please God, next time. The comparison between Avraham Avinu and Adam HaRishon going back to the very beginning of creation. Okay, so let me just summarize, and then you'll ask the question. It's a very difficult concept we're trying to understand. We're trying to understand the depths of what it means that Avraham mimicked and understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. Trying to understand the depths of what that means so we can understand the depths of the power of his prayer. We had assumed that chesed meant kindness. And we do kindness, we see people do kindness, we assume we know what kindness is. Kindness is the meeting of needs. But that's a kindness, the meeting of needs, is a different kind of kindness than the kindness that's really pure chesed. Once we're meeting someone's need, we're relating to that other. They exist. We're relating to them. Maybe we feel sorry for them. Maybe they, but this is a chesed of a completely different nature. This is a chesed of simply having an inner need to help, to do, to create realities so that you can have an environment in order to provide chesed to others. And that's how extreme this chesed of Avraham Avinu is, and we'll understand next time how that fully ties in, not just to the tefillah that he had for Sodom, which again is very characteristic. His tefillah has nothing to do with din, nothing to do with Schar V'Onesh, nothing to do with earning it, nothing to do with tshuva. Nothing except God, keep providing good like you did from the moment of creation and you do every day when you sustain the earth. Simply keep providing good to the world. Yes, Dr. Mark.
So, okay, not necessarily related exactly, but...
Okay, so should I stop the tape?
Maybe. You may want to say, I don't know. whatever. Yeah, sure.